This is High Plains History, a look back to notable events and everyday occurrences that helped to shape the future of our High Plains Public Radio broadcast area. Today we'll sneak a peek at the origins of a term not often mentioned in mixed company.
The term red light district conjures images of seedy big city streets where illicit business deals abound after dark. As term and phenomenon, though, red light district has its roots deep in the High Plains. Back in the days when Dodge City was a major stop along the rails, workers with time off frequently spent that time and hefty portions of their pay at Dodge City's houses of ill repute. Railroad men hung their lanterns outside on porches so they could be found easily in case of emergencies. It didn't take long for red lights hanging outside buildings all across the frontier to signify not the guest, but the girl who worked there and what she served inside. Brothels sprang up like restaurant franchises in answer to or anticipation of the cravings of lonesome cowboys and adventurers. There were many different types of brothel, from the five-star establishment to the dirty roadside dive. If a gal entering the world's oldest profession had her choice of working environments, she'd likely pick the parlor house, which offered fringe benefits like clean linens, the latest fashions, and a madam kind enough to call mother, and a piano player known as the professor who traveled from house to house providing mood music. Another place that might not have been too bad for the working girl was a dance hall or saloon. She could have danced for money in a hurdy-gurdy house named after the musical instrument played there, a hand organ with strings, keys, and wooden wheels that produced music when the handle turned. If she needed a little extra money, the hurdy-gurdy girl could offer her customers a little more than a dance. The job site of every painted lady's nightmare was the filthy skid road of a mining community or the row of tents of the paddle drives. There, she was hardly more than an assembly line worker whose own flesh was consumed by the masses. In this day and age of equal opportunity and employment for both genders, it's hard to imagine a time when the only available source of income for a woman was to sell her body. Long before the general store arrived on Main Street, there was the so-called boarding house in its own part of town that played a major but often unacknowledged role in the commerce and economy of the early West. And contrary to their portrayal in spaghetti westerns, there was no stereotypical frontier prostitute. Rather, she could have been anyone, perhaps an orphan, a widow, a divorcee, or a foreigner with no one to support her. Maybe she was someone seeking adventure. Whoever she was, she lived back when a woman needing to survive often had no other road to follow than the one you could walk down in the dark, guided by a red light. This bit of history was researched and written by Ramona McCallum. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Carol Geyer in Garden City, Kansas.
Our regional programming staff at High Plains Public Radio works closely with area historical societies, museums, schools, and interested individuals to produce the stories you hear on High Plains history. They're often suggested, researched, or written by volunteers who enjoy looking to the past to find the historical happenings that shape the landscape of the place we call home. From blizzards and prairie fires to train wrecks and trail drives, from famous lawmen to infamous outlaws, we're looking for the stories that made the Great Plains great. If you'd like to help us tell the tales of the people, places, and events in your town or county, please contact us through our website at hppr.org or call our regional programming staff at 1-800-678-7444.